Peter O'Neill reporting from FineBiometrics.com here at Money 2020 Las Vegas with Thomas Rex, Senior Vice President, Smart Cards for Fingerprint Cards. Now, Thomas, I've known you for many years, and I know that you have your company's been very successful in the mobile phone side of the business. But you know, we're seeing a tremendous growth in the smart cards, biometrics on smart cards. Can you please tell us what you're doing in this area?
Yes, so we have actually used our experience from the mobile phone space when we have taken into account what to do in the smart card area. So based on our experience in mobile phones, we know that we have the best performance, the best biometric performance. And that is even more important in smart cards because you have a low computing power in the smart card, so the performance of your sensor is extra important. Also, we know that we have the lowest power consumption in the industry, and that means that it's important in phones, but it's essential in smart cards, especially in the battery-less, contactless scenario.
And what's driving this growth? Why is this all happening at this particular time?
I think people are very used to having a fingerprint sensor on a phone. So the general consumer think this is a very good idea to basically remove PIN codes from smart cards. You don't have to remember them. You don't have to be nervous that somebody else gets access to them. So you can conveniently and safely do payments with your card. We see a lot of big players in the industry, in the smart card industry, really wanting to do this. New innovation, staying ahead in the market, and adding a fingerprint sensor will give their consumers this convenience and added security.
Now, you mentioned some of the challenges that exist with trying to actually have this all work. You just showed me a demonstration. I was amazed at how easy and quick it seemed. I guess user experience is a very important aspect of all this as well.
Yeah, and for contactless payments, I think more than 50% now of the cards, payment cards issued, are contactless. And contactless payments are already fast and they're very convenient, but there is a certain fairly low payment cap. And with added security, with a fingerprint sensor on the card, you can remove that cap and make the payments convenient, all the payments convenient and safe.
Well, Thomas, you know, I've known you for many years. It's a pleasure speaking with a company that has had such tremendous success in our industry. And congratulations on this latest move into the smart card area.
Thank you very much, Peter.